Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork One Another. The date today is the 2nd of October 2009. The time is 4:20 p.m. If I can please ask you to say your name, your age and where you're from.
My name is Maureen O'Kane. I'm 48 just and I'm originally from Wolverhampton, but I've lived in Cardiff for the last 20 years.
And how are you today?
Very well, thank you. Are you?
Yes, I'm well too. What was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
Well, I saw the Sultan's Elephant as when it came to London that Artichoke had organised, and I received an email from them. I had heard about the project, but once I received the email and asked if I was interested, I just sort of had no idea, didn't think I'd be picked, so I just sort of put my name down and I registered, and I just thought it would be interesting to take part, really. I hadn't really thought what I would do, and then suddenly out of the blue an acceptance came, so that was quite exciting.
And when you found out that you had got a place, what happened then?
I was quite shocked, actually, because out of so many people, you know, I was quite shocked to receive it. And then I sort of started to think that maybe I should use it to just get up there and enjoy it, and to sort of do what I do, because I spend so much time alone doing my artwork that it was actually quite nice to be out, you know, to get out and do something different and in front of the public. And I'm not a performer, but I'm used to working in front of people, you know, quite often. I used to be a street artist many years ago. I've worked in sort of tourist areas as an artist, so I'm used to people. So I thought, well, this is just another way of doing it.
And so how did you decide to spend your hour?
At first, I thought I should do what I do best, which is I practice as an artist. I mean, I first thought I'd just go up there and just look at the view, but then I saw a lot of other people doing that, and I thought, well, I'll go up there and do what I do, which is, you know, mostly in the studio, working as a mosaic artist or doing projects in schools or hospitals. And so I decided that I would do something that would involve other people, even though I'm up there on my own, you know, and try to involve other people and perhaps get a little message out there as well.
And how did you decide to involve other people?
I contacted schools that I'd worked with before and asked. I sort of had this idea that what I'd do would be to make little mosaics and actually give them away, you know, so people could see the process. And I thought it'd be nice to involve schools because I work with schools. So I approached a school in London and they were really keen, and another school two schools in Wales that I've worked with before. I approached Garden Suburb Junior School and they were very excited to be involved, and Ysgol Ynys Wen, a Welsh medium school in Treorchy, and Seven School in Cardiff. And basically the school in London and the school in Cardiff have a, you know, very mixed ethnic sort of intake of children who speak lots of different languages, and we decided that they would write a word about something that was important to them, and I wanted to them to get their message out. So it's a message from the children, from the plinth, as it were, and they're being incorporated little mosaics which are going to be given out, and we're going to see how far they travel, so, you know, whoever gets them can sort of log in and feed back information of where the children's message has gone. So it's quite convoluted, but that's the idea, you know. So I can actually work on the plinth and involve all the children as well. So.
And what does that mean to you to make your own work on the fourth plinth?
I think because I'm not naturally, you know, just someone who goes up and is just to perform. I think it's nice to see. For other people to see an artist at work, even though it's a kind of weird thing, you know, it should be a horse up there, but it's an artist at work. It's what I do, and not normally in public, I mean, sometimes. And I think that it's a good, it's putting sort of art on a pedestal, but the artist on the pedestal as opposed to the art, in a way, so which is quite interesting. Yeah.
Can I ask you about your own practice as an artist?
I've been practicing I trained as a sculptor, and I worked in bronze, and, you know, I'm interested in art medals, but as a living for the last 20 years, I've practiced as a mosaic artist, because it, you know, it's just something that is very, you know, quite particular, meticulous, and so I do large scale commissions, public art commissions, and residencies in hospitals and schools. So a bit of both, really. Sometimes I'm on my own for months on end in the studio, and sometimes I get out and, you know, and work with other people on collaborative projects. So, say for the last 20 years, and been working in South Wales, and I've worked also in Montreal in Canada, and I worked on the Sagrada Familia in Barcelona. I had an opportunity to go out there, and I've so I've worked abroad as well, you know, and I've, you know, worked on mosaics. I've worked in Argentina, you know, taught mosaic and worked with another artist out there. So I travelled around a bit as an artist as well.
What are some of the commissions that you've done?
The large, I've done the, a floor piece in an art centre in Cardiff, and in, you know, in a large floor piece in near to Cardiff, like a sort of huge not sundial, the compass rose on the floor. As I said, I did a piece for the Sagrada Familia, which is up there on the temple itself. I made the model from a little bit of Gaudi's maquette and built up the model, and then it was made in a larger scale, and it's actually now on the Sagrada Familia. And a wall piece for a school in Argentina. So, and then also sort of smaller things, you know, just pieces in, you know, in hospitals and, you know, and places like that, really, that you see around.
And what does it give to you, your own practice as an artist, personally?
I think I'm happiest when I'm working, really. You know, that's what I like doing most. And I don't have exhibitions as such. I don't put my work in galleries. But my work is very public. And I quite like teaching, and I quite like people getting involved with it, you know. So, you know, then they get a certain amount of pride in it. But I think it feeds me in some way, you know, that I don't know what it is, why I like it. You know, it's like eating or something you need to do, you know.
What inspires your work?
I work site specifically, so it's very dependent on what it is and where I am. Last year, the year before, I was working in a hospital for older people with dementia, so I was involved a lot with looking at memory and personal histories, and I became quite involved with that, and I'm still quite interested in it, you know, and fragmentation of memory. So that was something that's absorbed me for that time. But also I've a lot of work that I've done have been influenced by the sort of the local landscape. So it very much depends on a site where I'm, because it's site specific. It's very much where I'm working at the time.
What are you working on at the moment?
I'm working on a mosaic for a school wall. And also for some sort of the environmental improvement projects for sort of in the streets in local to Cardiff. So involving the people of the street, you know, sort of to improve their environment, getting the kids involved in sort of their design and making the artworks, which are then installed actually in their street. So working with Sustrans and basically sort of just trying to generally improve the area a little bit, giving people a pride in where they live.
You mentioned you used to be a street artist.
Yeah.
Can I ask you to say a bit more about that?
When I was when I left college, I was working as a sculptor, and I was working in bronze, and actually it was quite difficult to get a job, because, you know, straight away. So I actually went travelling for 3 years. And I quite like, and I'm, you know, quite good at drawing. I could reproduce this sort of things quite easily. And I started, this is sort of about 25 years ago, something like that, maybe, drawing as a street artist where I was living. And then I just started travelling for about 3 years. I travelled in Italy and, you know, various places in Europe and all over Britain. But and had a very nice life. I, you know, went to a big festival in Italy where there's a meeting of all street artists, and a lot of it was, you know, reproducing the great masters, you know, or classical religious art. But it was actually a really good way to travel, to earn a living, and to improve your, to hone your drawing skills, as it were. So I had a very nice 3 years doing that, and I met my, you know, current partner that way. He was a street artist in Italy, and we've been together ever since, you know, so for many years, you know. So it's sort of, we both started off, and then we're sort of jobbing both artists still to this day, really. So, yeah.
Where were you born?
I was born in Wolverhampton, yeah, in the Midlands. Yeah. But as I say, I've lived in Cardiff ever since I went travelling. Once I left Wolverhampton, I, you know, stayed here in Cardiff.
What took you to Cardiff?
Basically, I was travelling and I just came to visit friends and for a stopover, and found it. You know, it's been a good place to make a living as an artist. It's quite supportive. I've worked a lot in the valleys of Cardiff, you know, and worked with a lot of schools up there. So I just quite quickly got work as an artist, and I've been living, you know, as an artist there ever since, really, because it's been very supportive in that respect. You know, much, you know, a little bit like the big fish in a little pond. You know, it's not so, you kind of know people and you get to know people, and it's very supportive of the arts.
What do you think travelling sort of gave you personally?
Well, appreciation of other cultures and other way the people live, other different food. I love food from and just, I mean, when I was traveling, I made the most of it, because I was earning my I wasn't just sort of interrailing or hitchhiking. Well, I was occasionally hitchhiking, but I was making a living as I was traveling, so I could stay in the cities. So wherever I went, I could visit the galleries, I could, you know, learn a bit about the art, and actually stay for a little while in each place where I was working, and made friends and made contacts, and just had a general appreciation of how other people live, really. Yeah.
What were the three words that you used to describe yourself?
They changed, but I finally ended up with mosaic plinth artist. Because of what I was doing on the plinth. I'm not, you know, I did start off, I was patient, and but, you know, I just felt a bit silly saying all that, really, so I just said what I'm, you know, this is enough that I give to the public, you know, for this. Excuse me. Sorry.
Who are you doing this for today?
A little bit for myself, obviously, but for the schools, that, you know, they're really excited to be involved, the two schools, and the children there, you know, are really, they love the idea that their work's going to be passed around.
So we've spoken a bit about your working life and your travelling experiences. Are there any other aspects of your life that you'd like to talk about, any other experiences that you feel have contributed to your life, to who you are?
I think because a lot of my life is about, you know, what I do as an artist, and I think that takes up so much of it, really. I mean, I enjoy sort of the company of friends, obviously, but then I quite enjoy the experience of working in other countries and learning as much as I can, really, about other people. And and most of the time my life seems to be involved in just trying to finish jobs and sort of get on top of things, you know. So that's I'm known for to a certain extent, you know, just flying by the seat of my pants, you know, in certain, you know, I mean, because I like to try lots of different things, you know, I do try to pack a lot in, and you know, try to, I mean, like with this project, I didn't just want to get up there, but, you know, I ended up involving all these other people in it, which has been great, you know, but it was a real sort of made a much more wholesome experience. And I suppose most things I do tend to throw myself into them, you know, and I take after my dad. I know he was very meticulous. I've got, you know, eye for detail, and so I'm very meticulous. And my other interest, as I say, is in art medals, in working in very small detail on things. I'm really sort of into that, and that's a sort of little nerdy side that I've got, you know, that I actually probably I would just shut myself away and sort of fiddle with things like that, really. I don't know, but yeah.
What do you mean by art medals?
I work and this is an art form. I mean, it, you know, like coins and medals. I do very small detailed modelling, and they're like little mini sculptures, really, that you can have a limited edition. And I've started to get back into, you know, that's what I studied, and that's what I, you know, did it when I was at college. And I've sort of made my living as a mosaic artist, but I've gradually sort of come back to this world again, and I find it really fascinating. It's just another side of what I do, really, in my work.
And are they bronze medals?
My bronze, yeah. I'm sort of, I just enjoy that, you know, sculptural, you know, working sculpturally and get my hands in there, really, and sort of that's, I'm very practical like that, really, you know.
And who do you make the medals for?
Again, it's specifically, you know, whatever the process. I mean, recently I made them for a plaque, you know, for a hospital. You know, they were of portraits or whatever that was to do with that particular piece of work. So, but I'm kind of looking at various sort of landscape imagery and sort of minutiae of, you know, insects and plant forms and things like that. They're sort of quite interesting. And also cells and parts of the body. No, sounds a bit, but that's all that sort of thing I'm quite interested in. So,
is there anything that you feel you're trying to communicate with your artwork? Is there any kind of overarching idea or feeling?
As I say, because I've worked site specifically, I'm trying, you know, I've got very much my own personal style within that, you know, and I guess I'm kind of known for that, really, as much as anything, you know, the look of something. I do like things to be harmonious and quite, you know, but a little bit regulated as well, you know, not too sort of, I don't like things to be too messy, you know. I am in my life, but not in my work. I quite like it to be sort of not easy on the eye, that sounds awful, but, you know, to have a kind of harmony of its own. Yeah.
What are your hopes or ambitions for your life, for your achievements?
Obviously, I'd like to continue with what I'm doing. Perhaps to be, you know, to have a, you know, be nice to have a more, you know, a few more prestigious sort of, or even one prestigious commission, you know, something like that. I mean, it's always a struggle when you're an artist, and it takes up a lot of your time. I'm not brilliant at marketing myself, to be honest. I'm quite private, so I'd quite like to just make a success at that, really, at what I'm doing, and perhaps sort of live, you know, somewhere, you know, where I can have a nice, I mean, I've got a studio at home, but a really big studio, and just really kind of, you know, move forward in the life in that way, really.
What do you think about the One Another project?
I thought it was interesting in the beginning, and then I started to watch it, and I wasn't, you know, this was initially, I wasn't sure whether it was something I wanted to be a part of, because I felt that to a certain extent you needed to be a bit me to want to get up on a plinth, you know, and sort of, you know, and I didn't really feel like I wanted to do that. But then when I was sort of actually got a place, I started to think, well, it needn't be like that. Although it is me on my own up there, I'd like to feel that I'm up there with, you know, because I know where I'm for that moment, but I'm not really, you know. You know, in life you need other people, and in a way I want to try and be a conduit in some ways, and I'm a facilitator, you know. I kind of feel that a lot of people, you know, achieve what they want to do through me in some ways. I mean, that sounds really arrogant, I didn't mean it like that, but, you know, projects that I do, sometimes it's like I quite like that feeling that it's come through me, their work, and they see what they've done that they wouldn't have been able to manage had I not been channeled, as it were, you know. So it's a little bit like that, really.
And is there anything else you'd like to add or to mention before you yourself stand on the fourth plinth?
I can't think of anything. I mean, I'm hoping that I don't fall off or make a, you know, I hope it doesn't go wrong. It's been quite an ambitious project. You know, I want to make these, pass the, these little mosaics out, see, you know, people see an artist at work, and that, that as a project it will be interesting to say that I hope that people will get in touch and let us know what happened to the artworks and where they've gone, and that it'll be an enjoyable experience for not just for me but for them as well. So
okay, thank you very much.
That's okay.